I feel like we look like the yin and yang of hipsters, right? Just good and evil decisions on each other's shoulders.
It's funny because I was like, we're going to do an episode shitting on Andrew Huberman and all his morning routines and his dopamine detox and everything that's happened today leading up to me setting up this setup.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I need him. I'm like,
you're like,
struggling.
What an idiot. And you're like, I wish I need him to be like a personal advisor.
I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed and I struggle to do basic tasks.
Okay.
Anyway, Andrew Huberman's a fucking idiot. What does he know?
You should be like me.
Neurobiology at Stanford University. Suck my dick. Maybe he has some points.
Yeah. What do you feel like is... what do you think would be like a big lesson from the Maddie self-help book if you had one?
Oh, Lord. A big lesson would be don't let it go too far. A big lesson would be stop while it's not a huge problem. That's what I would say.
You feel like you're so ambitious in all regards that even your personal issues, you're like, we got to take this to the highest level.
That's like, the thing is,
you're like, we can't just fuck around. I'm not just going to be an open mic or... I'm not going to have open micer demons. They're going to be headliners, too.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like they're still, the core of them is not that serious. You know what I mean? Like, sure. I don't have, like, drug addiction issues. I'm not, like, living in an unsafe area. Like, my big problems are, like, I like ice cream, and it's hard to clean my room. But I crank those up to
your,
a fucking
110. Your big problems are just, like, what a seven-year-old would want to do. Where I want to eat ice cream, and fuck you, Mom, I'm not doing my chores.
And it truly...
It does seem like you are just, like, stuck in a time loop of... Like being in middle school, like it seems there's like every time you complain, I do feel like a Def Jam comic that's like, that's why white people should beat their kids. Cause it is a little bit like, well, didn't your mom make you feel bad for that? Like,
there's fear.
There's fear every time I FaceTime my mother that there, it's like she's gonna look around the room. And then you never win. I remember when I started having clean rooms in Chicago, my mom's like, well, you changed, I guess.
Hilarious.
There was never like congrats. It's like I guess something happened.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
No, my mom actually would get really upset if I didn't clean my room. Yeah. Not like hit me, but would be like, come on. Like we would have talks about it. Like that was a thing.
That's
years,
so
years,
funny.
Years.
She's like, we get really upset and we booked a conference. We booked like a real conference, you, me, a therapy dog, and we just got to the center
of
it.
Oh my God. That's so fucking funny.
Maybe but that's like, because sometimes you do just need someone to go, fucking stop. Instead of just like, someone being like, well, where do you think this is coming from? Like, what does
yeah.
the dirty sock represent? And you're like, sometimes it's not that deep. And you do need, and that's what does lead to internet daddies, which is
what
kind of
an internet daddy.
Like,
oh, like a Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
Whoa.
To a lesser extent, Andrew Huberman. There's a lot of that in that, because I've had a lot of rock bottoms myself, and the algorithm knows that. So every day I am bombarded with like the most toxic, annoying male. It's like, do 4,000 push-ups, wake up at 6 a.m., don't even sleep, fucking shadow box a vision board while drinking cold brew coffee. It's like, only eat protein, find a cow every morning, beat it to death with your dick. You know? And that's, like, everything. And it's like, because I feel like, especially sometimes if you're, like, an out-of-control dude, it's kind of refreshing just to have someone go, like, fucking stop! You
yeah.
know? And that's, people really take validity of that for some reason if it comes from a stranger on the internet.
And then it's like, but you don't want to know that guy's political opinions.
No.
It's never good.
It's almost universally never good.
Here's the thing with like you know how people say like, oh, they're like financially conservative but like socially liberal?
Yeah.
I'm like personally libertarian and socially socialist.
Totally.
Like
yeah,
I believe
yeah.
in like safety nets and like whatever for like the world.
Yeah.
But when it comes to me, I am to myself. I'm like, I gotta pull myself up in my goddamn bootstraps.
Oh, to myself, like, I am like a right wing fascist.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, oh, weakness must be destroyed. We must rise against and do. But then like most empathetic and nice to everybody else. You need a balance though, otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, if you truly did everything that some of these people tell you to do, you'd be like the most annoying person in the fucking world.
And you might die.
Yeah, because some of them are just like, he's just like, okay, 6 a.m. every day, 200 put, like immediately 200 push-ups, cold shower, no warmth. Don't get weak on that warmth. Cold shower.
You can't even have physical warmth. That's how far gone I am.
You got to get the furthest away from a hug that you possibly can. In every way, shape, or
form. Here's my no hugs diet. That is like truly what they're pushing.
Yeah, like no vegetables are out. That's too much color.
Fruit is gay.
Fruit is gay.
It's sugar.
Like the rainbow flag. It's the rainbow flag of the earth.
Fruit, gay. Vegetables, gay.
Just eat straight
bread,
beef.
Gay.
Yeah. Just eat straight up meat, and then you have like a heart
attack. You
have
to kill your dad and cook his dick.
It's like that scene in Indiana Jones. You got to rip his heart out. Exorbit.
Dude, I think I said this on your old podcast, but I do believe, like, Jordan Peterson's daughter only has, like, beef and water, mm-hmm. and it is like, Papa, I am no longer a gatherer. I am only a hunter. Like, you cut everything out of your diet that historically women brought to the table.
Also that historically normal humans brought to the table. That's like, I think we've always eaten more than, you're not a lion.
Dude, I was reading something about, like, they're like, oh, we're carnivores, or we're omnivores, we have, like, you know, plants and vegetables and meat, but they wouldn't catch. You couldn't go to a grocery store, so you caught a bison every
like
fucking 4 months
miracle.
Or something.
You used to kill a thing.
Yeah, you weren't eating like 50-50, I don't think.
No.
You definitely weren't eating 100% meat. Every time someone describes their keto diet to me, they're like, I just have butter and steak and bacon. I'm like, your blood must be like thick.
Yeah.
Like I would feel
mucus.
Like full of sludge. Like it sounds horrible. Well, here's the thing. Well, here's why I swing too far in the other way. I have like the opposite diet, and I'm being better now.
Sure.
But my natural proclivity is like only like fruit and sugar and like milk and bread, which is like the opposite. It's like the toxic female, like too much, like you can do no wrong, and it's like, well, you should criticize yourself. You know what I mean? Like
I like how, because you're so like, I'm such a nice sweetheart, but you're like, you should hate yourself a little, which I do agree with. Because
I don't even think hate,
some people
but
in
like
the wild,
it is love. It's
some,
love
oh,
to
it is
fucking
love.
Hold
some
your
people
feet
in the
quiet.
Wild are a little too confident, where you're like, what? Don't you? Have, you just need a little ounce,
dude. There's this
you just
Instagram
need an ounce of some self hatred. You know what I
mean? Yeah. There's an Instagram account called Power of Self Care that's run by a comic. I forget who runs it, but the account is so fucking funny, and it's Power of Self-Care, and it's just like these things that are like, you can do no wrong, and if anybody criticizes you, it's because they don't get how awesome you are.
Yeah.
And it's just parodying like how these are like, it's like how the Bible is like, well, if something happens that we can't explain, it's because God works in mysterious ways.
Totally.
It's like if something bad happens, it's because everyone else sucks and you're
awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
well,
it's a self-fulfilling.
Because I think when you live in a country where mental health care is treated as a luxury, at a certain point, it is a luxury. And you're like, I get to just take, you're taking your money like a fan and being like, let me just pay someone to tell me how awesome I am.
Jesus.
Because the people that actually need therapy can't afford therapy for the most part.
And
so
then other people
like,
get too much therapy.
Yeah, they're like too, where they're like, well, I'm this and I'm that. And I'm like, no, you're just boring and annoying. And those aren't like psychological issues.
It's not in the DSM-5.
It's not in the DSM-5. There's no cure for it, unfortunately.
You'd be more interesting if you had a disorder, but you don't.
But you don't.
It's just your personality.
Yeah, and you're just navel-gazing into nothing. You're just, it's like the opposite of the Grand Canyon. It is not a wonder of the world. It's like a puddle that you're projecting meaning on. and you do kind of meet a lot of people like that, especially in like the wealthier cities, where it's like, well, I'm like this, and I'm like, and it's like, kind of, you know, it could be refreshing to have some therapies, but it definitely goes too far where it's like sometimes where it's like, no, I don't think that is like, if everyone has trauma, then I don't have trauma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, what does that mean for someone who fought in like a fucking war or like survived a horrific thing if your breakup with a bartender you saw for 3 months is also trauma?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then also like, it's like the ability to, Like too much therapy language gives you the ability to have something happen and immediately be like, oh, it's this thing, and I've seen this before, and I've read this before, and then every experience you've had has already been, like, classified, documented. You're like, I know what this is, and you never have to be, like, present and just look at something for face value and, like, kind of face the unknown of what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's narcissistic doublespeak, what you're doing right there, but...
No, but that's
no,
like,
I do. Yeah,
I'm saying
no,
like someone
I mean,
who's like,
that's a pretty
someone who's like, my ex-boyfriend is a narcissist. It's like, no, you're jumping to like this fucking diagnosis when it's like, what did he actually do? You know what I mean? It feels like a cop out to like actually process what happened.
Totally.
For people who it's, unless he really was a narcissist.
Yeah. Yeah,
those
yeah.
words exist for a reason.
Yeah.
But that's like internet speak and shit too. Is everything's fucking, the best or worst thing that ever happened.
It's, it's pretty funny because it is all like black and white thinking.
Which to is say like, that you laugh, you go, I'm literally dead.
Yeah.
Like, language is over, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My brother had a pretty funny thing. Where, so whenever he's like, whenever somebody says that to me in my head, I'm like, I wish you were dead. Fuck, stupid ass thing to say. Oh, my God. But yeah, so I do have a lot of, like, the Huberman comes for me, and that's why I kind of wanted to talk about some of the stuff in the episode. And what I think annoys me and that kind of gets is, like, because everything is, like, so hyper self-optimization. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like cold shower in the morning, meditate, fucking, there's another popular, at 4 p.m. I'm supposed to go up and look at the sun to, like, raise my cortisol.
Look at the sun?
Yeah, raise your cortisol levels,
all right? Is that a hormone that's released when your fucking eyes die? You go blind from looking at the sun.
Well, that's how you avoid temptation, because you're also not supposed to masturbate. There's a big video that popped up on my YouTube that said, stop playing with yourself.
And they're reinventing Catholicism.
That's what I was saying. It's a new capitalist Puritan class, but instead of, like, fasting or not drinking off for the hope of heaven, it's so that you're, like, could tackle a spreadsheet better, which is just being a narc for the sake of being a narc, especially just for your, like, startup job, is that's the worst thing that there is.
Yeah, people who are, like, microdosing because it, like, boosts office morale.
Is the worst.
It's insane.
Yeah. That's what you need to. Those people should be, like, dose. You should be shot with, like, a tranquilizer dart of LSD. Yeah. And forced to reckon with who you are. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because, wait, so you're getting, like, NoFap videos. That's a movement, right?
That is a movie, which, by the way, so I was looking it up recently. None of what they say is based in fact. Like, it's like, if you are jerking off to the point where it's, like, an addiction and a problem, and you start being, like, more mindful and have, like, discipline about it, yeah, you'll get self-esteem from, like, well, I'm no longer grappling with that addiction, and that can feel good, right? But the NoFap thing will promise it to be, like, semen retention. It makes you stronger, as if... No, it hasn't. Semen has never made me strong. I've never came and been like, oh no, my strength, my lifeblood. You've never been at the hospital and been like, we need 20 cc's of some cum in them real quick.
Yeah, also, I've never had a guy come on me and be like, let me rub this in. You're like, everyone in this situation wants it out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's also just when they're talking about like, oh, clear thoughts, and also Huberman will be like, well, it messes up your dopamine. It's too many you gotta take in front of your dopamine. It's like, also the internet speak of like always referring to brain chemicals, and it's like, well, sometimes like, it's also like, life's supposed to be fucking fun, because I don't know if you know this, Maddie, you're gonna die either way. Whether you're a ripped six-pack guy, they got six promotions, or you're drinking a 40 in a sidewalk, either way, you're gonna die. So you might as well have fun and not be just a complete annoying piece of shit the entire time.
I have a theory about why it's all like brain chemicals.
Why?
Like why people are, why those like this, whatever manosphere kind of thing is talking in brain chemicals. Is I think men can only talk about their emotions if it's science.
That is such a good point. I think that's very true. And that's why like, because Huberman is kind of like the first jock that learned how to read sort of. And it's just, he's like the residential. He's like, no, dude, you're not just lifting weights for gains. You're trying to maximize like your cortisol and your dopamine and your all.
Yeah,
it's like, because it's like, it says master dopamine. But what that mostly means is I'm sad. I don't want to do anything. I'm losing control. The drugs and the porn are taking me.
Literally, the idea that he's like, you want to increase your dopamine. It's like, yeah, bro, we invented that. It's called frolicking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called just
if you
a
listen
good time.
To women for 2 seconds, it's called like this is the shit.
It's
that
so funny. It's like, do you want to go to the farmer's market this weekend and walk around? It's like, no, babe, I'm trying to increase my dopamine.
That would do that.
I need to do 100 push-ups while thinking about a vision board.
Exactly. Yeah, your girlfriend's like, hey, you want to get a coffee and maybe like go hiking and like, you know, and then they're like, no, I need to increase my dopamine, which is doing all of those things alone. The ingredient you're missing is women.
That's really it. Also true, the only time a man really commits to radical self-improvement is either a woman just left him or he's trying to get a new one. So for 1,000%, your audience is almost exclusively single. And I say that as a man who's been single the last couple of years. That's whenever I go deep, because you try to look and you go, what happened here? Because it's like a car that broke down. You know, listen, the car's working fine. You're not like, well, let's put a new engine in.
Yeah.
It's only once you got the fucking, it's overheated and you got smoke on the highway.
Well, but you know what? So if we want to look on the bright side of this, your girlfriend didn't break up with you. You've just had a forced dopamine detox. Isn't this exactly what you always wanted?
Yeah, be
to be alone and cold and over caffeinated.
Yeah, that was too much dopamine anyway. Yeah, it's my cortisol.
Yeah, no, she was actually. Yeah, she was spiking my cortisol levels, bro.
Like,
and
I couldn't have it, dude.
Yeah,
it was fucking my gains. That's another thing. Is there's like such an intersection between like, because I was watching this like. Like steroid video that's sort of like an expose of like the world of steroids, and so many it's like it causes your balls to shrink, gives you like ED, and they're like, yeah, but I just like, you know, it's kind of fun to like go to the gym and everyone's like looking at it. But they just mainly mean like impressing like their boys at the gym.
Yeah,
and it's just one of those like, if you're gay, just be gay. You don't need to take the roundabout like, no, I'm just doing it for bodybuilding.
That is like such a weird thing when like, I feel like if we're speaking in broad heteronormative strokes, it happens for women too, where like people are like, I want to be model skinny. And it's like, most men aren't attracted to that.
Yeah.
And most women aren't attracted to super roided up guys.
No,
but then
that
you
looks kind of scary.
You both start doing it just because you're like, I don't need to be hot. I need to be correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to be excellent.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not even doing what the original. Also, this is another theory I have about fucking Andrew Huberman.
Yeah.
If he was a skinny nerd, nobody would listen to him.
1,000%.
He's like, I'm a neuro. What is he, a neurobiologist or neuroscientist at Stanford? And it's like, yeah, but you're also jacked.
The
and
jacked
people are
is huge.
Most.
Can you imagine if I was like, master your dopamine, stop playing with yourself? They're like, fuck you, get off of my channel.
They need, this dude is massive.
He's the hugest guy that's ever lived. And it's very clear that's why whenever, he also has that complex of like, whenever you talk about a thing that's slightly fun, it's just like having one beer, jerking off. Oh, it's like,
dude,
anything
oh my
that
God.
Isn't 4,000, anything that isn't 50 push-ups, you know?
Dude, yeah, there was a clip like that. Okay, do you remember when that 13-year-old kid solved the Tetris thing?
Yeah.
And he beat the game, and he was like, oh my God. There was a, Andrew Huberman commented on that New York Times video and was like, imagine the prefrontal cortex amount of brain matter dedicated to Tetris in this kid. And it was like, God, you're not fun.
Yeah,
you're really not fun.
You suck. That's the other thing is it's like, if at the end of it, you're, because like, it's also, I feel like there's all this focus on yourself. It's never focused on like maybe the world around you, because it's like it's just like, oh well, you're sad and broke. It's like it's because fucking you. It's like maybe you're just stressed out because like wages haven't gone up in like 40 years, and it feels like the world's collapsing around you, and there's no hope. But they're just like, no, you gotta never have any goddamn pleasure in your life.
Also,
that'll change it, you know?
You know what might increase your dopamine? Talking to your neighbor.
Yeah, hanging.
Yeah.
Just having a good time.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers got this right, and these dudes are fucking bastardizing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Rogers wouldn't be like, don't talk to anybody, I run outside. Don't talk to anybody. Wake up at 6 a.m. before everybody else is awake.
That's the thing is, they're like, increase your dopamine. I'm like, none of you seem happy.
You seem like the most miserable
you
man.
Need to become happy. You need to become the happiest man that ever lived. It's literally that.
Look at a pie graph, and they're like, if you can see happiness here, and they're like, fuck, I'm not happy at all, dude. That's maximum
it's
happiness
like you're
growth.
Idiots, dude.
Also, he has his own supplement line.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Which is not approved. You know, most supplements aren't approved by the FDA. So they can
good Lord.
Do anything.
Imagine you're at Stanford and that's your professor. I mean, he probably knows his shit. He's a professor at Stanford.
Yeah.
But imagine doing that and being like, I know. It's like you found your teacher's OnlyFans or something. You're like, come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking know this about you now.
Supplements.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy that a huge part of podcasting is peddling your wares.
That being said, no, we're just like going to like a very heavy merch sale.
If we had merch, we would.
Yeah, if we had it together. If we listened to 5 more Huberman videos, we have a merch store, dude. As soon as I get the cold showers on lock, that merch store's opening up.
What is an actual... So we both watched some of Andrew Huberman's dopamine detox video, which is like 2 hours long and
it was
has
a
8
long
million views.
Yeah.
It also just speaks to like...
Also, I was listening to that like at the gym on a treadmill on like a 4 incline being like, I'm going to be so productive and taking you down, dude.
We are just horseshoe theorying our way back into, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
We're like, we're not that different after.
No. But again, what I have down is I was at least a good hang. There's a through line.
Yeah.
It's always been a through line.
Well, that's interesting. What would be our like basic tenets for like, you know, the Adam Chickweiner self-improvement pipeline? You got to be able to hang.
Got to be able to hang. Hangs first and foremost.
You got to get it. You got to just fucking get it.
You do
got
to get it.
But then also, take a warm shower.
Every now and then.
If you're depressed, any kind of shower is a great
huge
milestone. Then I take a cold shower. I'm like, I actually think, in a kind of serious note, I forget where I read this on the internet, but there was someone being like, because I kind of got stuck in this cycle of like, of self-hatred and these basic tasks seemed so hard that I was like, I just can't even do it. And then I feel stupid for not doing it. And the advice that I saw was like, just lower the threshold as low as it needs to go until you are able to move. So I'd be like, oh, I don't need to like wake up and go on a run. I need to like wake up and drink a glass of water. And that's like an easy starting point. And then once you do that consistently, you're like fucking there. But that's why I think these guys probably don't help people as much as they could, because it's like, take a cold shower, run 20 miles, blah, blah, blah. If you're someone who's really struggling, you're going to be like, I can't do that. So I guess I'm just stuck where I am.
Totally. Yeah. You're going to have to ease your way.
But it hurts your ego to be like, maybe all I can do right now is go on a walk in the morning.
But that's the great thing about the rock bottoms is talk about an ego death. Fuck DMT, dude. Absolutely.
I've taken a heroic dose of my childhood. Yeah. And it has shattered me into a million pieces. Yeah.
You look at that. You look at a -1,000 in the bank account. You got some angry phone calls coming in.
Oh, the machine elves are coming.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That sounds like a great time. I'm going to let a machine elf to come hug me out of this. Fucking have a woman you barely know shatter your heart and try to kill yourself. That will absolutely fucking, that's real ego death shit, dude. I want you to fucking burn every bitch professionally, personally, and then have a heart, avoid mirrors because you can't even handle it. And that is where that's part of the Kenyan self-help course. It's like, first, have a good time until it's almost no time at all. Until time almost ceases for you. And then from there, that's where you get some Phoenix-like shit, dude.
Yeah, the debt collector is calling you or your shaman through the Peruvian desert.
Yeah. It's like the vomit from an overdose in your mouth just stopping your phone, like silencing the phone with the debt collectors. That is where you need. And then from there, dude, because then once you kind of rise out of that, life's pretty easy. So you're like, oh. Yeah. Then maybe you can get to Hubert if you so inclined. Then you can run like 20 miles and do whatever the fuck you want, because you're like, oh, this is fine. I have some amount of money. I got a shower.
I know what it feels like for it to not be this. Yeah, it is like a Rube Goldberg machine to a thing that could have been kind of easy in the first place.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, I'm in the same boat, dude. Yeah. I'm in the same boat.
I know.
I'm fucking not having panic attacks every day and thinking people poison my water and shit. I'm like, life's pretty easy now.
Yeah.
You just get the meds. That's the other Kenyan Matty tenet. You got to get some meds.
You got to be on some.
And I know everyone doesn't need meds, but if you're listening to this podcast, you might need meds.
Yeah.
If you listen to Kenyan and Maddie's podcast, you might be mentally ill.
If you think everybody's talking about you all the time, you might be mentally ill. This is Jeff Foxworthy having a mental breakdown.
That's so funny.
No, totally. I mean, that changed the game. I mean, it was just kind of like getting a better drug dealer. That's all like a psychiatrist was. So I'm like, this is pretty good. Like, again, I'll just be like, before this podcast, I was like, I literally said out loud, because I did like a thing in my day job, and I went, yes. And I was like, oh, I was like, the fact that I was like, yeah, I did it. Yeah. I'm like, what is this zest for life going on right now? This is about shit I don't even like, dude. So it's like,
so much of keeping people in those loops is just like homophobia. It's just like, you had fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where that's coming from. No,
it's not really homophobia. I don't think it's gay to like capitalism. I just think it's fucking lame.
But I'm just saying, a lot of these guys,
shit that's lame, I don't like. If I,
but I'm saying, like a Huberman guy who's like going on a walk in a park, gay.
Yeah.
Dopamine maxing by exposing yourself to vitamin D in a natural environment.
Yeah.
Based.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
like, those are the same thing.
Those are
You just
the
said
things.
It with a weird alpha voice. Again, it just comes back to frolicking in a meadow with someone you love.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not but fucking going in a cryo chamber alone and like.
I do realize I do have that. It, like, it is there.
You got a little toxic male in you. Hey, and no shame. I do a little bit too.
It's because there is definitely like, no, I've got to fuck it. Like, it's like.
How does just enjoying an afternoon on a beach prove someone wrong?
There is so much proving somebody wrong going on in here that it's dastardly. There's so many, like, and I'm doing it from a happy place now. I'm like, I just enjoy it. But for sure it started, I'm like, you'll see. You'll all see. Like, you walk into a gym, like, I eventually have, like, a manifesto in there.
You're like a mass shooter, but instead of going to a mall, you just shot all the trauma inside your body.
Yeah.
You're like, you'll all fuck. I got your names on a list, brother. But it's just, like, a projection of your dad. Excuse me. You actually did it exactly how they should all do it, which is turn that hatred inward and use it to blossom into a loving man.
Yeah. And the only way to do that is by first kill. Yeah.
I mean,
first,
same.
First borderline killing a man. And that's how you learn to love yourself. People were talking about I did a detox. Like, oh, yeah, I think the parts of me I didn't like possibly may have died.
Dude, I feel like I also have the same, like, I get the same YouTube algorithm shit, but it's like the female equivalent
yeah.
of like, I get, like, the Vogue Diary of a Model. Like, here's what I eat in a day as a Victoria's Secret model. And I go on a run, and I have
See,
a cucumber.
See, that's, like, about where it's, like, I'm just, I got a lot of dudes with wooden boards. They're like, this is real fucking food. I got this, there's this dude that just calls everything shit. I don't know if you realize, but he's like, that's fucking shit. That's shit. That's shit. And he's like, he's like, here's my first meal of the day, 4 p.m. God, he's like from the UK. He's like, I eat 8 eggs. Just eating 8 eggs. And it's just everything shit. And it's mad. And it's like, all right, well, maybe that works for some sort of goal. But it's like, is that, I don't want that to be my life. I don't want to just eat 8 eggs.
Yeah, they're all training like they're yeah. Olympic athletes. A big thing that a lot of like female like models do is they drink a shot of apple cider vinegar first thing in the morning because it like stops you from being hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so women are doing a lot of this shit too. It's yeah. like, but it's all about, men's is all about being bigger and women's is all about being smaller. That is like truly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're trying to get absolute. I listen to all the, and it's funny cause they're all making money by shitting on each other. Just be like these other people, they're fucking feeding you lies. So like I live the one true truth of fitness that is available for you for $19.99. Like it's just, and I do think a lot of this also comes back to like, all sort of self-improvement. It's because America has like the sort of nirvana sort of ideal that like you can have this great Gatsby rich life if only you have it, only you have what it takes. And if you're suffering, maybe you don't have what it takes. And then that's when a lot of gurus can be like, I have it. I have what it takes.
Mm.
And you're like, is that why I can't have this carrot on the stick?
The thing you've been promised.
Yes.
I know how to get it.
I know how to get it. And you're like, is this it? And it's like, but ironically, you're helping them live their dream by buying
yeah.
their bullshit. Because that's really all America, that's the true American dream, is fooling other morons into buying your bullshit. And all these guys, they're like, I've made it, whatever. Because I also get a lot of like, here's my drop shipping, like whatever fucking, I make $40,000 a day bullshit. So it's like, the only way you could do that is by scamming dumbasses like me to pay you money into thinking you're going to change my fucking life.
Yeah, it's like fucking evil.
It is evil. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything positive to the Huberman
I think some of it, I mean, it's like, yeah, meditating's good. But some of it's like a sauna's good. There's some benefits to like cold showering and exercise. But it's also like, is any healthy thing come as like a fucking shocker to anybody? Has anyone been like, whoa, running's good for you? Like, it's like,
yeah.
You know what? You know what's good for you.
Yeah, dude, I think about that sometimes. I'm like, because it's so easy to rationalize like what food's healthy and what food's not. I'd be like, no, like a Snickers bar is like protein in it.
No,
and it's
shut
like,
the fuck up.
It's like, here's a good litmus test. If you took a picture of it, would you be like, is this a picture of healthy food?
Totally.
No.
Yeah.
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 Would you hang this in a school cafeteria?
Yeah.
Next to a fucking
to like, yeah, you,
Selena
like,
Gomez with milk being like, got milk. It's
yeah.
like not that, you
no.
know?
Yeah.
Would you hang this on a wall of a Subway with the fresh vegetables with the water droplets on them. Those weird erotic pictures of vegetables. The weird lingerie spread of fucking green peppers that they have at every Subway.
And then, of course, the coldest, saddest food known to man. Yeah, no, that's a good point. And that also gets to, like, you know, when you're just eating, like, a raw steak day or whatever. Like, I also don't think that's... That can't be helped.
Just bite into a live cow.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Bite a cow. I do think it's the next step is going to be fighting a cow. You have to wake up every morning, punch, beat a cow to death. That's your first win. It's all about wins, Maddie. His life is not it is a zero-sum game.
It's also like, imagine being like, you have to go back to nature. You can't eat this fake, produced bullshit. You got to be out in the sun, and then going back to your computer and being like, upload video.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're in the fucking Matrix too. You're not like a homesteader.
It's also, most of this is for people that have, like, I've noticed it's like it used to be like rich people were like fat and taking it all in. And then poor people were like, you know, like skinny because you couldn't afford food. Whereas now it's the opposite, because usually, like, if you're broke, you can't afford the same healthy food.
And fast food's cheap and
yeah,
calorie dense. Nutritionally sparse but calorie dense food is very cheap, and healthy whole foods are actually very expensive.
It's super expensive to do everything these people want, and I feel like it's also because they're like, "Why, I have such a good life? I want to live longer. I want to do all this."
That's so funny.
Whereas like, everyone else, like, yeah, you try telling a guy you're just gonna have a shift at like an Amazon warehouse to be like, actually, you should go home, take a excruciatingly painful shower. You know what I mean? Go
on
a long
run. Yeah,
you
crave pain because your life's perfect.
A little bit. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, yeah, you get out and you're like, I'm just trying to have a good immediate time.
And it's like, what if you got that, like, resistance and pain and, like, hardship, not from just essentially cutting yourself, but instead from, like, going out into the world and actually doing something hard or, like, helping other people.
Yeah, yeah.
That is also dopamine maxing.
Totally. It's also, like... Can we just stop pretending that we're all working out for any other reason than to look hotter and fuck more?
1,000%.
That's normal.
Dude.
Like, if anyone that's like, well, and then that's how you maximize your game. Like, we start talking about the mathematics of it, and you're like, well, I really want to be healthier and live. I couldn't care less about that. It's to look hotter and to fuck more.
Yes.
In that order.
100%.
So, like, let's not stop fucking around with what you're probably... Also, that's normal. And you
said people are like, you should get healthy for you.
No,
and it's
well, fuck you that.
Yeah, well, I should for me. And you know what I want to do? I want to get fucked. So it is for me. But there's other people involved.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, dude. I completely agree.
Like, that's really what it, like, it starts getting weird when you're just like, well, this improves my, like, sort of, like, cortisol level. And, like, yeah, it helps you not be sad. Like, you got me into running, actually. And it was because, like, I was a little bummed out. And it totally helped. I did take it way too far, though. I was looking at photos from back in that day. Where I definitely probably had some eating disorder light stuff going on, because I would just like run so much. I remember my face, I looked like a ghost. And I was like, I remember that particular day, I was like, I have to stop eating at 7 because I'm intermittent fasting.
Oh, good Lord. Such a whimsical giggle for his.
Yeah. Yeah. But it made me less bummed out.
But that's it. It's. I think we both have a similar approach to life in the sense that something happens. And correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm speaking for myself. Yeah. But I'll fucking pendulum swing so far in the direction. But it does come back to a center. And that's when it gets absorbed into, like, your being. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I've never... I got to go too far and be like, ha ha, and bring it back and be like, okay, now I get why this is here. But there's almost, like, a FOMO.
Of what?
Of, like, well, if running's fun, why don't I run every fucking goddamn day
totally.
Of my life?
Oh, it is sort of like, for me, it's like summer's coming, because I still have like just to want the ability to take off my shirt without feeling like, hey, I'm sorry, guys. Hey, I didn't mean to. I know your kid was eating. I didn't mean to make him throw up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you just want that ability of like, what is that like?
That's my thing is, I was like, I want the comments on my fucking stand up clips to not be like fat whore, instead to be like, women aren't funny. If I get a comment that's like, women aren't funny, or like, stupid hot slut, I'll be like, I fucking made it, dude.
He started crying.
That'll be incredible.
You can't win with those idiots, though.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no winning.
Yeah.
There's no winning with an insecure male.
Oh, dude.
No.
The amount of, no, it's horrendous.
Yeah.
The amount of married men sliding into your DM, it's disgusting. Yeah.
God. But see, this is why, to take it back to the first thing, you should be like jerking off before you leave your house and arguably do anything internet related.
Yeah.
You can stop watching porn. Like, any sort of, hey, should I DM her? Jerk off. And just think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like it's definitely the amount of stories I've heard and stuff. It's like, do you have any shame about you whatsoever? Also, too much. Why do, like, the wrong people have all the confidence in the world?
Yes.
You know it's what I mean? That, like, I've been talking to someone for like a year and be like, I think we're close like that, but I don't want to. And then other people will be like, she looked at me, I'm going to fucking DM her and be like, you want this dick? You know what I mean? And you're like, what?
There's what's called like the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little like bit that of that.
With being alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, damn. Andrew Huberman, I don't know. It is interesting. The fact that so many people watch him does speak to like, well, people like want to find a way to feel like happier and healthier. There's clearly a need for that.
Oh, I think a lot of people are very bummed out. A lot of people are pretty bummed out. And that's a pretty... hey, listen, if your way is like, I'm going to fucking take creatine and work out, that's a pretty healthy good way. But it's just like, I think it can also become like its own, like, upset. Like, it's like... because it's sort of like, what's... can I make the perfect machine for... that I could be the perfect robot for my company? Mm. You know what I mean? Where it's like, you are a person. You are imperfect. You're always going to be imperfect. And it's like, you can round yourself off in healthy ways to make, you know, people's lives around you and your own life better. But it's like, I do think it's a little unhealthy to be like so hell-bent on like, I gotta do fucking every little thing you know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think that's the big takeaway of the episode, is we're not anti, like, fucking going in the sun and going on a run.
Oh, I'm huge. I do that all the
time. Yeah, it's just, like, it can't be, like...
just don't be a narc about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Just don't be a fucking loser.
Just still hang, please.
Still hang.
Yeah.
Eat some ice cream and every now and then. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't fucking stop a hang to go out and stare at the sun to spike your cortisol levels. No one is impressed by that.
Just imagining, like a fucking, like... like a love story between like me and like an Andrew Huberman type, yeah, where we like learn to meet in the middle. I'm like, you could have a little more ice cream. And he's like, you could have a little less ice cream. It's like, we were made for each other. Because I do have the opposite problem of these men.
Where you think you're letting yourself too easy on.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll try the Andrew Huberman. Fucking dopamine magnet.
It'd be crazy if you just come back and you're just this stacked, like Ronda Rousey, absolute giant.
I'm ready to be a real comedy podcaster. Yeah. I'm doing MMA.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The other reason I have some weird resentment of it, is this is like MMA's weirdly part of comedy in a way that it like doesn't need to be. Yeah. And like, when did like being like a jacked like dude who knows about your own brain chemicals be like, this guy seems fucking funny and fun?
Well, because the big part about having a successful comedy podcast is peddling wares to dudes. And most dudes have some problems, which is why on Joe Rogan's podcast, it's like, hey, do you need your dick to work and you need muscles and you need a brain? I have all three, brother. Alpha brain, you can be thinking, so you come up with a way to meet women. And then you can get the muscles, so you got something to show when you meet these women. And then the final flaw, that dick, you take this boner pill, you're ready to go, dude.
You need dick, muscles, and a brain.
I got
like
you.
The fucking Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Like you're on a quest to...
oh, broke you like the Tin Man.
Excuse me. I'm a picture of Elf, and I don't need these influencers.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Damn, dude. I think we hit our fucking.
Yeah.
We've aired our grievances.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to hear the juicy stuff, come over to the Patreon. Patreon.com/phone is in the bag. It's a good time. It means a lot to us. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Part of the goal of this is to eventually be able to release stand-up specials there one day. So the YouTube channel is really a great way to support. And yeah, would love to see you over there. I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. I got road dates coming up. I got a mailing list. Go check it out. Come see me on the road.
Yeah, everything Maddie said. Podcast.